SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This episode of the broadcast and the podcast has been brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They are consultants that want to help you get to the safety culture that you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com. Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini Episode 12. So we've had a lot of feedback this week in regards of the interview with Shelley Forney and Erica's story. I am glad that a lot of you enjoyed the interview, and there was a lot of references on how sad the story was. And it's true, it is a very sad story, but a very important story on how distracted driving can affect what you do.
Safety FM, changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
On today's episode, we're going to have a continuation on the conversation that we started last week in regards to the five principles. So today is the conversation about principle number two. Blame fixes nothing. Inside of your organization or the system that you actually have that you use for safety inside of your company, how often does somebody want to say when an event occurs or a complex situation that leads to a minor error or failure, where automatically we want to put blame on the worker. We want to punish the worker for doing X. Are we looking for a teachable moment? Are we looking for a moment of learning about our system and organization or company? Or do we want to just have that instant impact of saying, you did this incorrectly, now you're going to be punished, now you're going to be blamed, now you need to be terminated? Have you ever come to the realization how that doesn't fix anything with inside of the system? Have you thought about that, taking the information of what occurred and putting better safeguards into your system, learning from the error, might be the better solution? Just think about that. For Safety FM Mini, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.